The technology sector is experiencing some fascinating shifts that reveal both the promise and growing pains of rapid AI adoption. OpenRouter just secured a $1.3 billion valuation after a $113 million funding round led by Alphabet's Capital G, which signals how investors are betting heavily on AI infrastructure companies that can manage access to multiple language models.
That's a substantial valuation for a company that essentially serves as an intermediary between developers and various AI models. It suggests the market believes there's enormous value in simplifying AI access, but it also raises questions about long-term defensibility when the major AI companies could potentially offer similar services directly.
Meanwhile, we're seeing a dramatic user rebellion against Google's AI search overhaul, with DuckDuckGo installations surging as people flee Google's new AI-integrated search experience. This is remarkable because it challenges the assumption that users automatically want AI features integrated into every digital service they use.
The Google situation is particularly interesting from a market competition perspective. DuckDuckGo has been trying to gain market share for years with limited success, but Google's aggressive AI integration might be doing what years of privacy advocacy couldn't accomplish, actually driving users to alternatives. Sometimes companies can innovate themselves into losing customers.
In the hardware space, Google just launched the Fitbit Air at $99, positioning it as a screenless fitness tracker to compete with Whoop. The device combines passive health monitoring with an AI coach, though early reviews are noting problems with AI hallucinations. That's a perfect example of how AI integration can create new problems even as it solves old ones.
The AI hallucination issue is becoming a serious product liability concern. When an AI fitness coach gives incorrect health advice, who bears responsibility? The device manufacturer, the AI model provider, or the software developer? We're seeing these questions emerge across multiple product categories as AI gets embedded in consumer devices.
There's another interesting development with Luna opening a waitlist for their own screenless AI fitness band, suggesting this might become a significant product category. The idea of ambient health monitoring with AI analysis is compelling, but the privacy implications are substantial when companies are collecting continuous biometric data.
Iron just signed a $1.6 billion deal with Dell for NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs, which shows how AI infrastructure investments are reaching massive scale. But Bank of America is identifying analog chip stocks as potentially better AI investments than the obvious semiconductor plays, which suggests the market is starting to look beyond the most visible AI companies.
That BofA analysis makes sense because analog chips handle the power management and signal processing that AI systems require, but they're not getting the same investor attention as GPU manufacturers. It's a classic case of looking for the companies selling shovels during a gold rush rather than trying to pick the successful gold miners.
Andreessen Horowitz, leading a $10.76 million seed round for Arc, an AI drive-through startup, shows how AI is being applied to increasingly specific use cases. The drive-through experience hasn't changed much in decades, so there's potentially significant efficiency gains from AI optimization of ordering, payment, and fulfillment processes.
But these specialized AI applications also demonstrate how fragmented the market is becoming. Instead of a few dominant AI platforms, we're seeing hundreds of companies building AI solutions for very specific problems. That creates opportunities for innovation, but also makes it harder to predict which approaches will ultimately prove sustainable.
The infrastructure requirements are becoming staggering. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang just announced the company will spend $150 billion annually in Taiwan, which gives you a sense of the manufacturing scale required to meet AI demand. But it also creates geographic concentration risks if geopolitical tensions affect Taiwan's production capacity.